Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Look, what a great day to be a Gold Coaster. If it is still Thursday when you listen to this, maybe it's raining now, I don't know. But at the moment, it's sunny.
Every day is a good day.
Every day is a good day.
No, it is.
Big show for you here on the podcast
I was in Melbourne during the week, and they were so excited. They saw the sun and blue skies, and it was 18 degrees. They haven't seen it for 3 months. They said, we deserve this. We have put up with 3 months of absolute crap weather.
Well, sign them up for the Gold Coast Suns, whoever they were, because we need them. We appreciate this weather here so much, huh?
We do.
It's great weather for a palmy fest.
We are one person,
didn't
aren't
even
we,
rehearse
sometimes.
That. Finish each other's
tenses.
We've gone right to the top. We need to get as much support as we can to show Karen, who wrote in from Palm Beach, that Palmies should be at Palmy Fest, that it's not just a radio stunt, that we shouldn't change our plans just because she objects.
Hang on. No, in Karen's words, a cheap radio stunt.
Yeah, cheap radio stunt.
We're going to call someone this morning. I've had a phone call from a very, very angry vegan on Spider's side.
Are you going to call her? And also, it's a power of the people. My daughter, she's turned 18. So that means pretty much a couple of things. That means tattoos and license.
Yes.
That's all she wanted to do when she was 18.
Yeah. Yes.
She got the tattoo.
Yes.
And she got her license. Yay! But it's a lot harder to get our license these days than what it used to be. So we want to ask her a little later, what did it take to get your license?
And guess what?
What?
Don't put your mind in the gutter here.
Okay.
But 18 months with Jamie, my partner, who's now my new hubby, we did something last night that we've never done before. Oh, Ben.
Every time.
Yeah. Went to one of your funny shops.
Why do you mention that every time? Why do you say funny shop?
You talked about it the other day, talking about how you went into a funny shop.
It's
before.
Not a funny shop. It's more a jingle shop.
A what?
Hang on. So what is this what you did last
night? No, stop it. Don't go down that path. No, but we realised this is something that people do on a first date, that people do very early on in their relationship, and we realised, this normal everyday thing we've never done before.
We'll find out what it is on the podcast.
I didn't realise that I've never ever done before with Jamie. We could not believe it. This is a simple thing that most people do. In fact, often on a first date, people do this.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, they absolutely throw caution to the wind, but it took us a long time.
What was it? Should I ask what it was?
Yeah, ask me.
Okay. What was it? Oh, seriously, I don't know if I should be really asking. I don't.
Jamie and I, my new husband and I, went to the movies together for the first time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not as bad as we were expecting.
I know. We went to the movies.
Didn't go via any funny shops?
Oh, you and your funny shops. Stop it. No, honestly, we just realised when we got
you're
there, we went,
hang on.
And when we thought, we've never done this before. So it was absolutely amazing. And we went along to Australia Fair, to Event Cinemas there, to see the true story, which was brilliant, by the way. A great Aussie film, Ride Like a Girl.
You have a fine career in the country.
I don't want a fine career in the bloody country. I want to ride Group 1s. I want to be the best.
You're out of your mind. Get married, go travelling and have kids.
I don't see you telling your husbands to give up.
The girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup, mate.
The only thing that matters is the odds you give yourself.
Oh, look, can I just seriously go and see it? It is amazing, and it's supporting Australian movies and so much you learn about Michelle Payne that I didn't know. I'm not going to give it away to you.
Standing ovation. Don't tell us if she wins the Melbourne Cup.
We will talk to Rachel Griffiths, who is an incredible actress in her own right.
Tomorrow. She'll be in tomorrow.
Which is great, who directed and produced it. I will say that her beautiful brother, who's the strapper, Stevie, who's got Down syndrome, actually plays himself.
Yes, I've heard
that. So that's what makes it absolutely beautiful. But anyway, we go into the gold class. It was great.
Ooh.
Ordered our food before we went in. There was a lady there doing makeup. I'm like, put a bit of makeup on me. And then there was a big stand of lollies. And, of course, Jamie just basically barrels it all into his arm. And he's like, this is great. They hand us
bags. The lollies for free. Because they normally charge you.
I know. Well, what's happening? All these stands. And then we walk in and there's bags on our on our seat, and we're like, this is amazing. And I'm looking around, and I tapped Jamie, and I said, you're the only bloke here. What's happening? And it was weird because people are looking at you, and I didn't know why. I couldn't figure it out. Oh, they're looking at Jamie. No. And I'm thinking, what's happening? And then I looked out and I looked in my bag and it's all lipstick and Clarins products and, you know, herbal teas. And the bag said Chicks at the Flicks.
Oh.
I said, Jamie, our first movie night.
Chicks.
And we're at Chicks at the Flicks. And he's proudly like, this is great. He's walking out with his bag of goodies of lipstick and stuff going, I love this Chicks at the Flick stuff. This is awesome. He totally embraced it.
He's a different cat, isn't he?
But that's why I love him. He's such a different cat.
He's a different cat.
And much to your disgust, we held hands during movie and everything. But
how?
Yeah, but it was incredible. Definitely go and see it. You have lots of goosebump moments.
Yeah, it is. I'd love to see it. It did get a standing ovation. Did you cry? You wouldn't have cried. Did you cry at the end?
Did I cry? I absolutely bawled my brains out. I know, but you know I cried? Because I ate 3 sliders, a whole thing of popcorn, a whole big thing of chips and a dessert. I bawled my brains out.
Talking about getting your licence. Your daughter's just got hers.
Oh, so proud to know my youngest one. It's sad. Now they're all grown up.
Aww.
She can go and do as she pleases.
It is. Child maintenance.
Oh, no, but she got a licence, which is great. And yesterday she was telling me that her instructor that she did so many hours, because they're going to do like 120 hours of paid kind of, of driving before they go for their license.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
The instructor that was sitting next to her, and he was actually making little signals as she was going around to help her get it. And I was like, hang on, can you do that? But anyway, she passed and she was pumped.
I'm proud of her getting her manual. A quick story. My sister was married to a Brazilian.
Yep.
And he had to get, his name was Carlos Eduardo Macaji Botalon, and he had to get an Australian license. He drove out of the license plate with the guy, ready to get his license, went around the roundabout the wrong way. The guy said, we're going back.
Yeah.
This is not happening.
This is not happening. So we're asking you about your license and, was it much easier in your day when you got yours?
Jane's in Mermaid Waters, was it?
It was a long time ago. I was a late developer like Bridgie, didn't get it until I was about 22 or 23. But the worst thing about my test was I lived in a street where all the learners used to come and practice their start, 3-point turns and reverse parking. And that's where I did my test because they also used to come to do the test there. And my mama told everybody and she had the whole neighbourhood out watching me.
Oh, grandstand. We love it. Good on you,
thanks, Jane. Chantelle in Talabudra, what happened when you got your licence? Easy, hard?
Well, I actually never got my licence, my full licence.
What?
Yeah, I somehow avoided that. I'm from New Zealand, so in New Zealand we have our learners, our restricted, and then our full.
Yeah.
Because when I moved to Australia, I'd had my restricted for over 5 years. It converted straight to my open.
Oh.
And I got my open licence. And then I converted that to a New Zealand full. So I've never actually...
You've cheated the system. I love it.
What? A New Zealander cheating the system in Australia?
On the Gold Coast?
What's happening? That's clever.
Oh, hang on. Here's another Kiwi.
There we go.
Daphne's a Kiwi as well. When did you get your license?
I'm an Australian now. No, I got my license when I was 15. My full license when I was 15. Wow. Small country town.
Yeah.
All we had, that was the age that you got it. All we had to do was go for a little short ride, stop on a hill, and we got our license.
That is the best. And done.
And I'm 66 now. No one believes me, but honestly, it's true. That's what happened.
Yeah, it's so easy. Thanks.
Good on you, Daphne. You can do a reverse parallel park out the front of Twin Town Services Club on the weekend,
yes.
All right?
Hey.
You're heading along to relive the 80s anthems at the Ultimate 80s Fluoro Party on Saturday.
What an honour.
What a privilege to be joined by this man. It's been a very long time.
I still miss this man as Prime Minister of Australia. I'm not sure what he's been up to, but I've longed to hear the dulcet tones.
Good morning to you, Bridget, and good morning to you, Sparta, and everybody listening on 92.5 Gold FM on the Goldie, my favourite place to holiday when I'm not in the south of France or on the Amalfi Coast. I like it up there. I really enjoy myself going for a swim in the surf. And, of course, I am Malcolm Turnbull, if you don't recognise the voice.
Yes.
The former Prime Minister of Australia.
Been a while.
Yes.
Well, August 15th last year, I was necked by my own party. by ScoMo, terrible man, who, of course, shat his own ducks in the Angbeen McDonald's in 1997 after the one and only Super League Grand Final where the Broncos defeated the Sharks. And haven't the Broncos really covered themselves in glory?
Yes.
58-0 against the Eels and spending the night, apparently, in Harpoon Harry's. Mm. Nobody's accusing them of drinking because that's against rules, but they were having a slap, as the poor like to call it, or the pokies.
What have you been up to, Malcolm? I've got a question for you in a minute, but what have you been up to?
Yes, yes.
Well, plotting to bring down the Liberal Party. but, of course, it's now 3 years till the next federal election. I spend most of my time out on the harbour, kayaking, and, of course, posting on Insta. You can catch up on my Insta page, you know. I'll be out there paddling past Fort Denison and say, I can see Fort Denison. It looks like it's growing out of the bedrock. And then there's a little history lesson, and then I make light of... And I just sit out there in you know, that ever-present cold water that's always in the plastic seat of a kayak, with my butt going wrinkly, thinking, why wouldn't the Australian people vote for me? I get a little bit upset at times. Then I paddle off and I think, bugger them, I'm rich. And spend some time with Lucy, of course, on a Friday night. We skin up a fatty and binge watch something on Netflix.
Malcolm, I've got a question for you.
Absolutely. Let's get down to business.
Yes, we've got a Palmy Fest here on the weekend, and it's called Palmy Fest. It's at Palm Beach, but they're not having a chicken parmigiana there. Now, would you be a fan of a chicken parma?
Of course I am. I love going to an RSL or a leagues club. And like most Australians, you know, if the number 69's called out, I too yell out in chorus, dinner for two. And who doesn't love a nice Parmigiana? I actually have been to Parma in Italy, where that delightful dish was concocted. Of course, veal layered with ham, cheese, and a beautiful Napoli sauce. It's an Italian delicacy. Mm. Now, if you're going to have a Palmy Fest, you've got to have a Parmigiana there. But also you need Clive Palmer. I mean, if it's a real Palmer Fest, you've got to have palm trees, you've got to have a palm reader. I mean, just can't tie your wagon to the star of the name of the place, Palm Beach. That's a load of rubbish. You've got to be palming off stolen goods. You've got to be having all the palms available to you.
Mrs. Palmer.
Mrs. Palmer and her five daughters. That's right. You want people to turn up to your festival? That's the way to get them there.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Good on you, man, Al.